Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger. This is a show where we talk about things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet, but we don't fact check or research most things. Before I say hello to my mother, I would like to let you guys know I'm in a basement. So I...
Do you need help? No. Do you need us to send help?
No, we're good. I'm just in a basement. So my audio and my video are a little shoddy this week. I truly apologize. It'll be back to normal next week when Rachel Uncensored launches, and then the following week when we're back with All Things Internet. But I'm visiting my girlfriend's parents back in her hometown, which is more Midwestern area where they have basements, and I'm in one.
It's all the extra living room downstairs. Isn't that awesome? We're gonna
talk about basements in 1 second. Say hi, okay. Mom.
Oh, hi.
There she is. We introduced Mom today. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Listen, basements aren't a thing in California. I grew up in California, and you're from Kansas.
I am.
Your family didn't have a basement, did they?
All my family had a basement.
No, at Nanny's house. There wasn't a basement there.
Nanny.
Aunt Betty's house
has a basement. Oh, yes.
How come I never saw it?
My cousins have basements. Basements are a thing.
No.
They're a thing. I think it's smart.
I love basements.
I think it's smart. Really, we can't have one in Santa Barbara because we'd get into ocean water probably.
The thing is, they have them because of tornadoes. That's why they have basements. And in California. Well,
and they used to use them for storage too, like potato cellars and stuff.
Yeah, but I'm talking about like the recent houses normally have basements for tornadoes.
You're talking modern day.
I'm talking, yes. But in California, we don't have tornadoes, so they're not going to spend the extra money it costs to dig the hole of a basement to build a house on when they don't need to. But I think
I'd be afraid if I built a basement, it would set off an earthquake.
There's probably a lot of reasons California doesn't have basements. Just
clearly, I don't know how earthquakes work. If you dig too deep, you'll start an earthquake. No, that's not how it works.
Earth's core. Set the plates off balance. No.
How deep is that basement? Okay.
Fine. You only need like 20 feet max. Anyway, so I've always liked basements because I never got to experience them.
And I like them if they have a bunch of windows, but the part that doesn't have a bunch of windows, I'm not cool with.
I got a window right there.
You're cool. You got a window.
I got a window. I'm good.
Yeah. I gotta see out. I have to see out.
I've been in some basements where it feels not scary. Safe. Yeah. And yeah. Like they're furnished and stuff, but I do have to have that sliver of a window.
Yeah.
Be like, I have to get through that.
You gotta have an escape. Right. Gotta have an escape, a way out. You have to.
No, a door, my only option. Get out of here. Give me a pickaxe. I'm gonna get out myself. Thank you very much. All right, Mom. So let's start with the holidays of today. If you please.
I have them already.
Let's hear them. I'm gonna sit back, drink my coffee, and let you get at it.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Today is all or nothing day. And I went, what does that mean? And it's like, make decisions today is what it's saying.
Yeah, let's do it.
It's also World Tofu Day Awareness.
What?
I said that wrong. We had a garage sale yesterday and my brain's a little fried. That's the excuse I'm going to use this week. Okay.
All right.
World Tofu Day. It brings awareness to plant-based way of eating. There you go.
Got it. But not to just tofu, because I don't think we need to be aware of tofu.
No, it's not it's just World Tofu Day is what it said.
Got it.
And I looked up, what are we doing on World Tofu Day? Oh, we're bringing awareness to plant-based diets. Got it?
Oh, yeah. Got it. I got it.
I thought you'd be all over that one.
I'm into it. I'm very into it. I didn't think it needed awareness of tofu, but it was just because you had misspoke.
Well, you know, maybe somebody's never heard of tofu and they're like, tofu, what's tofu? And then they look into it and they go, oh.
Listen, I'm in the Midwest right now of America and
meat and potatoes.
Bless their hearts. They don't know what a plant-based diet is. I actually had an elderly woman ask me, what does that mean? She goes, I know there's vegetarian. I was like, right. Vegetarians don't eat meat. And then I was like, and then there's vegans who don't eat meat or dairy or like any, or eggs, anything that comes from an animal. And she goes, what does it mean if you eat plant-based? And she's like, cause cows eat plants.
That's true.
And I was like, correct. But plant-based means vegan, where you don't eat anything of or from an animal. And she's like, oh, okay. They just don't know.
Shopping. Some people do.
Shopping here's fun. Grocery shopping here's fun.
That's okay. That's
all right. I'm lenient. I know I rather eat than not eat. So if there's options, I might cheat a little bit. I won't ever eat the meat again, but I'll like, okay, there's butter. I'll handle it. There's milk in it a little bit. I rather eat than not eat.
Well, but it upsets your tummy too.
It does. I have had some stomach issues while I've been here for sure.
Yeah. I'm throwing in a little bit of history on like four of the days.
All right, Mom, give us your history.
Today is also the day that the U.S. Postal Service was established in 1776.
I love the Postal Service.
I do too.
Just put a stamp on something and they'll take it wherever you want.
They bring me packages. They're not, UPS isn't the only package place in the world.
No. I love the United States Postal Service.
Moving on, that was just one day.
Oh, wow. Got a lot, Mom.
The 27th is National Love is Kind Day.
Love is kind.
Love should be kind.
And listen.
If it's not kind, then come on.
Listen, I must say something. If you're in an romantic relationship or any relationship and you fight a lot, you're like, well, that's love. No, that's not love. That's fighting. Love is kind. And people will fight, but that's not the love part of a relationship. That's like, there's issues. Part of the relationship because love
that you got to work through, but you gotta work through without being nasty.
Don't think that love is nothing but kindness and happiness. Just that's what that is. Not fighting and bickering, that's toxic relationships. Continue, Mom.
July 28th, National Water Park Day.
I hate water parks. Disgusting. Same. I won't ever go to them again.
Same. But some people love them and that's okay for them.
You know how unsafe and unsanitary those things are.
And if that's what they want
to
do.
No, I'm going to tell you, I love you too much to let you go to water parks, not knowing how unsafe and unsanitary that business is. Look at some statistics, because I'm not going to. Do it yourself.
Because we don't research or fact check anything.
Nope.
July 29th. Hey, this is a bit of history.
Okay.
How I love NASA and space exploration.
NASA, yes.
And the stars and stuff.
Yeah.
They were founded. In 1958 on July 29th. Boom. They're a year older than me. July 30th.
Wait.
Speaking of birthdays, what?
When is your birth year?
1959.
Okay.
Okay. Speaking of birthdays, July 30th. Oh, why did I do that? That has nothing to do with anything. National Cheesecake Day.
Wait.
Because I like, well, we talked about, we talked about NASA's. Train of thought. Let me show you my train of thought. NASA's birthday is on July 29th. Oh, and I said they're a year older than I am. So my brain went, oh, it's my birthday. And the next day is National Cheesecake Day. And I love Jessica's cheesecake for my birthday. So I went, oh, wait, that's not my birthday. What? And then I got confused because I saw July 30th and that's not my birthday. Okay, never mind. Moving on. Just so you know, Jessica makes the best cheesecake.
Already? I am not a huge fan of cheesecake.
She
ate everything.
She used to make this one kind that I really loved. And then she started making this chocolate kind for Christopher that is now my favorite. It's so good. That's a hint to Jessica. Anyway, July 31st is National Mutt Day.
Mutt. Snoop's a mutt.
Yeah. And National Avocado Day, two things that we love.
Avocados.
August 1st, They put a lot into August 1st, all about relationships. Sister's Day, Girlfriend's Day, American Family Day, International Friendship Day.
There's International a lot of love. Friendship Day, that's yeah. something the internet would love to know
yes,
about.
On the 1st, yeah. on the 1st of August.
Okay.
Yeah.
Love that. I'm fixing my flashlight right now. Sorry.
August 2nd, hey, two things you can do together to celebrate these days. Eat an ice cream sandwich while you're coloring in the coloring book. Because those are the days that it is.
I love a coloring book.
Just opening a fresh box of crayons. Oh, I always, yeah. when a kid, wanted the 64 pack because it had the little sharpener in the back.
Did you ever remember that?
Oh, when I was like babysitting and had my own money. Yeah. But it has the sharpener in the back. Do you remember those days?
Yeah, I do. I remember the sharpener.
Okay.
I remember okay. The wax chippings.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And you could melt those in between wax paper with an iron. Not too hot. Be careful. Parental supervision if you're little. And it makes really pretty looking like stained glass things you can stick in your window.
Adorable.
Okay.
I like it. No, I'm saying it's adorable. I'm not ragging on it, which means I actually yeah. like it.
Well, I think I did it with you when you were little. You're not remembering, but that's okay. We did things.
Did we?
We did things.
I was very tiny.
August 3rd. I know. I probably did it with the other older three. And yeah. then by you came, it's like, yeah, here, do this. Pretty.
Or you told me the theory of it. And you're like,
yeah, probably.
Have fun.
Look it up on the computer. Anyway. August 3rd is National Grab Some Nuts Day.
What type of nuts?
I would grab some cashews or almonds.
I love candied walnuts.
Oh, those are good.
Those are so good.
I love walnuts and chocolate chip cookies.
Walnuts and brownies. Get out. Oh, delicious.
Yeah.
A dark chocolate brownie with some walnuts.
Yeah.
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 I grab
But
some
I
nuts.
Would take Jessica's chocolate cheesecake over that. Sorry.
Wow. Ma, I don't think you're getting it because she's going to be very giving birth around your birthday.
You know, I think Jacob knows how to make it. So, oh, wink, wink.
Okay. Dude, you're going to make Jacob make you.
You know what I could do? You know what I could do is say, oh, I'm here hanging out. Why don't we make a cheesecake? Jacob, show me how to make it.
There
I'll
you go.
Get it. Somehow I'll get it.
You can sneak your way into a chocolate yeah. cheesecake from your birthday, for your birthday.
August 4th, National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day. Mm-hmm. And history for that day is the National Coast Guard was founded in 1790.
So the Navy controls the ocean, but the Coast Guard controls the coast?
Sure, let's say that.
Okay.
Okay. I never thought of that. Now you're making me think. I'm going to ponder. I'm going to look it up, actually.
Navy deals with pirates, right?
What's funny is we say we don't fact check or research anything. I do, but after the show.
After the show, yeah.
Because you'll say something and I have to go look it up to know what you're talking about or whatever.
You get intrigued. You get intrigued. I want to have a third person on this podcast who Googles things while you and I are talking about them.
Okay, let's do it. Oh, we're still going though.
Well, like that would require me hiring a human being to be
Oh,
in the
I thought they just do it for funsies. Okay.
No.
August 5th, National Underwear Day. I didn't look into it at all. I don't know if it was brought on by underwear people. Did someone come in the room? Are you thinking?
Oh, I'm thinking.
Oh, okay. Or you just had this wandered off look. And, oh,
I was thinking about underwear. I was just like, who invented it? Why did they go?
The fig leaf was the first underwear.
But like.
Okay. And then they had other things.
But it's like.
And women didn't have them for a while. They had these long dresses under their dresses.
Yeah. So it's like to keep the top dress or the top thing clean.
Sure. I would just be hot and sweaty. I'm glad I didn't live then.
I hate being hot and sweaty. It's the absolute.
Okay. August 6th. And I have a thing to say about this one.
Okay.
National Fresh Breath Day. I would love it if people would be honest with me and go, you might want a piece of gum. Or go brush your teeth. Oh, you would tell me.
I would tell you in a second.
I can't smell things anymore. I don't know why it happened years ago, but my smeller doesn't work as well. So, and you can't smell your own breath. You know how you try that, or you, even in your mask, you think you could smell your breath.
Yeah.
No, I would like it if someone told me, you might want to grab a mint or, hey mom, go brush your teeth or something. Oh, I read something, Rachel. You're not supposed to use mouthwash up to 30. No, you can use it after 30 minutes of brushing your teeth. Because toothpaste has some fluoride stuff in it and protectants in it for your teeth. But when you use mouthwash, it erases all that. So you could be damaging your teeth.
I was told.
So they say wait 30 minutes.
I was told to floss, mouthwash, then brush.
That makes sense. That the makes mouthwash. Why didn't they say that in the article?
I don't think the dentists want us to know how to actually take care of our teeth.
Oh, okay. I would like to know. Somebody, one dentist, a hygienal assistant lady, told Trent never to use mouthwash. Never.
I know a dentist lady who says that fluoride is bad for you.
Wow.
You never know. You never know.
Wow.
I don't know if I believe her. I was like, I don't believe in the fluoride rinses that they do with the dentist because that stuff messes up your stomach. That gives me a massive.
Honey, you're not supposed to swallow it.
Okay, it's in your mouth. It's going to get swallowed. Spit it out. But you know how, like, it's a liquid in residue. Your mouth?
The residue.
Some of it. So the fact that a drop going into my stomach gives me such a bad stomach ache. And it's like, oh, yeah, obviously it's the fluoride. That's what it does. Don't consume. Like, don't put that in your mouth. Then
tell them you don't want that.
I know I am from now on, okay. Mom.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, that was my rant about breath. If I'm talking to somebody with bad breath, it's really uncomfortable because you kind of back away. You may love that person. I haven't encountered this in a long time, but if I was being offensive to somebody with my breath, I would want them to tell me because I'd be mortified, but I'd want to fix it.
So the next time you smell someone with bad breath, are you going to let them know?
If it's one of my people that I love dearly, yeah.
Okay. Just making sure you
Are you testing that out?
No.
Are you going to have bad breath and come breathe on me?
No, I always brush my, I brush my teeth like 4 times a day.
You do. All my kids have good breath.
Yeah.
All of them. It's also National Wiggle Your Toes Day. Just do it.
I'm wiggling right now.
It kind of makes you giggle. Me too. They're wiggling right now.
I love wiggling my toes.
August 7th, International. No, it's not. It's just national. Gotcha. Lighthouse Day.
You love a lighthouse.
I used to really love a lighthouse. I think it's the idea that I could be up high and see everything.
Have you ever been in one?
And then And then it's a beacon to keep you safe. I like that.
Okay.
Analogies and things. I like it. It's also National Disc Golf Day. Am I boring you?
I just got comfy. I've never podcasted on the couch like this before. I'm just like,
Oh, we almost have matching. I could lay down on mine too. We could do our podcast laying down, the lay down podcast.
I just got really comfortable.
You That's do that. All. Disc golf.
Christopher was really into disc golf for a hot second.
It was fun. I just get hot out there, but it was fun.
I'm so bad at it.
And I'm horrible at it. You got to be able to throw a frisbee, but
No.
7 times out of 10, I might be able to throw it in the direction.
There's so much walking.
There's
so much walking involved. I'm not down for that much walking.
Well, it was fun. I still have the disc golfs.
I got rid of them.
Thanks. Okay. It's also, here's the history part.
There's more.
I just have 2 things. Right. Calm down. Okay. August 7th is Purple Heart Day.
Okay.
That was established in 1782 by George Washington. And it is a day that the President of the United States will give a Purple Heart Medal. Don't fall asleep, Rachel. This is important. To people who are wounded or killed in fighting for our country. August 8th is International Cat Day. I'm done.
A kitty cat. Oh, that's a dog. That's a dog. She said, where's the cat?
So, yeah, right?
Where's the cat? I'll take on the cat.
There's a cat walking by.
Thank you, Mom, for all those holidays.
You're welcome.
And before we move on to the news that y'all wanted me to talk about, let's check to see if we have a sponsor for today. Sponsor.
Do you like science fiction? I'm Carrie Bechet, and if you loved movies like Arrival or Interstellar, then you're going to want to check out my podcast, Hypothetical. On Hypothetical, we tell speculative sci-fi stories interwoven with real science. New episodes every Tuesday, available wherever you get podcasts.
All right. I don't know if I'm going to pronounce this correctly. Sahaj? S-E-H-A-J. Sahaj. I think that's, I'm saying that. Apologies if it's not correct. Please correct me on Twitter. Wants us to talk about the Olympics. I haven't watched any of it.
They have cardboard beds.
Yeah, what is with this cardboard bed anti-sex bed thing?
I don't know. I just heard cardboard bed and I went, that can't be comfortable.
And I sort of thought like it's so they can't have sex in them, but then there's
no,
there's people on TikTok proving that wrong.
That's not what it is.
I don't know. I don't know what it is, but I was like, whatever. I just know that obviously we're all going to be like, what's Simone Biles up to? That's all we all care about these days.
Yeah.
She didn't nail a couple things. There's still, there's USA is still going to the finals, but she apparently, I mean, I couldn't do a single thing she can do, but she slipped up a few times apparently. I didn't watch it.
It happens. It happens. Doggone it, it happens.
And then there's some
on people, the days you don't want it to happen, it happens.
It happens. And there's some people swimming.
I heard that a lady dropped out because Japan wouldn't let her bring her baby that she was nursing. That made me sad.
Yeah.
That made me sad.
There's a lot of things where people are like, why are these the rules again? Yeah. Like the baby thing.
Rules are good, but come on.
Yeah. A lot of volleyball teams and gymnastic teams are like, the women's teams are like, hi, I don't want to wear bathing suits and underwear in front of you anymore. Can we switch it to shorts and pants like the guys wear? And, you know, that's.
But there was another thing that was bizarre. I think it was a blind swimmer, visually impaired swimmer. She needed to bring two people with her because you can bring your, I think a mother or something. I don't know. She brought somebody with, but they wouldn't let her bring her guide person that does the things that they, I don't understand this. Anyway,
it's all messed. Like, I hate old rules like that. So I get mad at golf. I get mad at tennis. I get mad at so many things that are just like, well, this is how it's done. I'm like, that's how it's been done. Doesn't mean that's how it needs to keep being done. Thank
you.
It
can be improved upon. And if it can't be improved upon, you don't need to improve perfection, but
there's no reason that
always room for improvement.
Women can't switch to shorts instead of bathing suits or full length pants instead of shorts. Like, there's no reason that these switches can't be made.
And that's why I'm not in the Olympics, because I would not wear shorts or swimsuits.
Neither of us are in the Olympics. That's it.
Oh, you can rock those swimsuits, Rachel.
I wouldn't want to.
I know.
I can rock whatever I put on. Doesn't mean I'm going to put it on.
So could I, but I'm not going to let anyone see me.
Exactly. So I don't know much about the Olympics right now, but apparently I did hear the men's team, basketball USA team, basketball team men, did not win.
Maybe in 4 years.
Ever.
Maybe in 4 years. Hey, come on. We've all just come out of a pandemic. So they need to cut everybody some slack.
I know. All right. Next topic, Cheyenne wants to talk about how we now know the sexes of the babies. So Colleen finally says she's having one baby that currently has a hoo-ha and another baby that currently has a pee-pee. That's what's
aren't
inside
of her.
Are
they both pee-pees? I would say one has outdoor plumbing and one has indoor plumbing.
All right. That's totally fine. I don't know.
Why? We can't say there's a boy and a girl or a male and female? I can say that.
I'm saying there's a pee-pee and a hoo-ha. That's what I'm saying.
All right.
That's what's in there.
All right.
I saw a TikTok that was like, you think you're so great? We've all kicked a pregnant lady before. Because when you're in the womb, you
can't. Yeah.
I died. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Yep. And then mom, the internet wanted to know, because my mom stole the show and my sister did the video announcing the sexes. My mom basically stole the show with excitement. My mom gets overly excited about everything, and it's my favorite thing about her. And then afterwards, she screamed, we're going to Target because my mom is obsessed with buying baby clothes. Absolutely obsessed with buying baby clothes. Mom, the world wants to know, did you go to Target?
Yes.
Did you buy clothes?
Well, we went shopping that day, but I don't think we went to Target. Did we go to Target? Maybe we did. We went to quite a few little shops that day.
Okay.
Yeah, so we got some cute match. I think she put some of the matching things online.
Okay. Adorable.
Yeah. Cute boy girl things.
Yeah. All right. Cute.
Male, female. I don't know what I'm supposed to say. I'm just saying boy girl. Please don't be offended, anyone. But it's just boy girl.
And if later in life they decide that they want to be a different, they want to identify something else, you love them.
Love, love, love.
Love all the time.
Love is kind.
Love is
kind. What day was that? Every day is that. Okay,
yes. No. Emily wants us to talk about Rachel Uncensored. So my new podcast, Rachel Uncensored, launches in exactly 1 week. I'm a little behind on taking the photos for it. So apologies that I have not posted the photos because I don't have any yet. I was supposed to take them before I went on this trip and then I didn't. And now I'm on this trip. And so I'm taking them right when I get home. But yeah, Rachel, the two episodes are already filmed and recorded and whatnot. I just have to edit them. Rachel Uncensored, launching. It'll be on this YouTube channel, but a different feed, podcast channel thing on iTunes and Spotify. That'll be different. But the YouTube channel will be the same as this podcast. Rachel Uncensored, August 2nd. Probably launch at noon because that's usually when I launch things. All right, that's it. And then Emma wanted us to talk about billionaires flying into space. So some billionaires decided to fly into space. That's a really good use of money. They did no research. They just went to it. And listen, I'm already against mindless driving. Like just to drive to nowhere, just to drive. And now you're going to space. You know how much fuel that was? I thought the whole thing was stupid, but it's not like the billionaires were going to spend their money doing something great for the world.
I thought somebody was a wealthy person was helping fund things to go into space, like satellites for us and stuff. Am I wrong? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I dreamed it. Did I dream it?
I don't know. Billionaires aren't good people because if they were good people, they wouldn't have billions of dollars hoarded to themselves. And that's a fact.
I'm going to have to think on that one.
Mom, if I had $1 billion.
You would be the kindest, generous person there was.
So I would have $1 billion.
No, what if you kept generating all these jobs and things for people and it just accumulated to you?
There's no way I could spend $1 billion in my lifetime or in the next five.
I don't even know how much that is.
Exactly. I should be doing something with that money. Otherwise, I'm just hoarding it and doing nothing with it. And just like going to space for funsies.
Like, well, I was hoping they were helping. I guess they weren't helping.
No, they were just going to space.
Like a roller coaster ride? Okay.
Anyway. Aaron wants to talk about the new feature on TikTok that allows you to fast forward and rewind through videos.
I love it.
Okay, it exists because I haven't used it.
I haven't used it. I love it. How do you do it? Bore me, and there's this little circle thing on the bottom that does this.
You can just move it?
And you just touch your video. The problem is it's so close to send or the little options that you can do. So if you hit that, and it takes you somewhere else. But you got to hit it just right, but you can fast forward to the very end to go, come on, you're too much explaining. Just what's the end? Because I don't have a lot of patience.
Good. I'm glad they did that because I know they have the 3-minute feature now where you can do 3-minute long videos. And I was like, people don't have the attention span for that on TikTok. So I'm glad they figured that out.
Well, there's so many TikToks. You got to hurry. But it's nice to rewind because I go, what'd they say? And you go back what's that recipe?
Yeah.
And you want to hear it, not just, So I love that feature.
They didn't really emphasize it was a new thing and no one's really talking about it. So thank you, Aaron, for bringing that to my attention because I hadn't even realized it.
I saw a thing on TikTok that said you could do it, not from TikTok, but from somebody else.
Yeah. Genius.
And then
Clara wants us to talk about how Instagram automatically censors content without telling us. I didn't believe this. Well, I found out about this 2 days ago. if you go to your settings on TikTok, not TikTok, Instagram, if you go to your settings on Instagram, there's like content sensitivity or something like that. And you click it, they automatically, so there's three layers. There's don't censor anything, censor a little bit, and censor a lot. And they'll automatically put you on censor a little bit. So if there's any like nude or foul language, they're automatically not going to put it on your home feed. And if you know the internet, you know, things get labeled incorrectly all the time. Like, and things get taken down when they shouldn't be, or they're labeled inappropriate when they're not. So if you want to, you might be having content that you want to see being censored from you. Maybe you like more adult themed content and that is being censored from you. So go on to Instagram, go on to Instagram, go into your settings. I think it's account settings and then sensitivity or something like that. But poke around, you can find it and you can make it so you don't have any censorship or a lot of censorship or medium amount. But they automatically censor if you haven't set it yourself.
Now, I get confused because people talk about Instacart or Instagram. See, I'm already confused. And I think I told Colleen, or was it you? I told Colleen, they're texting Colleen the other day. Oh, I saw your thing on Instacart because I was really in a hurry. And she was so confused at what I was talking about. And I'm like, Colleen, and she goes, Instacart or something. I made the mistake.
Instacart.
I used those two things. So it's like, ah,
Never thought about that. How those
Instacart
are like,
and Instagram.
Yeah, you have Instagram, InstaStory, Instacart. Yeah.
Oh, no. Now, InstaStory, I don't even think about. Okay. I like to watch them, but I don't. Yeah.
I only talk about Instagram and Insta. Oh, now you're going to do it to
me.
Why'd you do that, Ma? Ma!
Instagram, Instacart.
Brain, man. Come on.
I'm going to order. See, if you say something, I'm going to order something from Instagram. People are going to be like, oh, okay, what are you going to get? Because you can place orders on Instagram now or the little ads that come up. But that's not what I'm talking about. I don't do that. I would order from Instacart, not Instagram. And I wouldn't see a picture. What picture on Instacart? Groceries? Oh, I meant Instagram. Okay, never mind.
Oh, my God. All right.
It's hard to be me sometimes. Go ahead.
I understand. I'm very similar to you sometimes, so I understand that struggle. So no one asked me to talk about this stuff, but I wanted to bring it up. Christopher and Jessica announced their new baby's name, which is Teddy, Theodore, Theo, Teddy.
Did they?
Today.
Sunday. Okay. Okay. I'm like, you haven't seen that online, Rachel. Okay. You're good.
Cool. We're good. And I'm saying it 24 hours after the release, so I'm good to go.
Theodore.
And then another thing is Twitter. This was the funniest thing I've ever seen. Twitter tweeted that they were moving their fleet thing. You know how it was like stories on Twitter? Then they came out with the fleet feature, which was just like Insta stories.
Oh.
And okay. Everyone was like, one, why are they called fleets? That's the stupidest thing I've ever seen. Two, this is just a ripoff of every other
fleet social media. I don't know why that.
What?
Oh, don't be embarrassed.
Enemas. Right. I remember Corey tweeting about this.
Fleet. Yeah. Did he?
I think when they first came out.
Yeah, because when someone says something about a fleet, of course you're going to think a fleet of ships. Boats in the Navy. Yeah, ships.
Yeah.
Not boats, ships. But a fleet. No, to me, a fleet is like an enema and the name of an enema.
Am I wrong? I don't think you're wrong. I think you're right. I'm not going to fact check it. I know you are.
No,
but anyway,
well, I was going to, but maybe I won't.
They tweeted they were moving their fleets on August 3rd. And then at the end of the tweet, they said, we're sorry or you're welcome. Because people hated them so much.
What do you mean they're moving them? Moving them where?
They're removing them. They're taking them away.
Oh, removing them. Okay.
They're removing them. So they're like, we're sorry, but also you're welcome. Because we failed dramatically with this. Like, that's
okay.
And everyone's like, I'm making that my bio everywhere now. I'm sorry, or you're welcome. All right. Before we move on to the questions for today, let's check to see if we have another sponsor. Sponsor. Mom, did you have any news you wanted to share at all?
Cinderella does.
Sierra. Why did I call her Sierra?
Sierra was our turtle. Tortoise.
Oh my God. We had a tortoise named Sierra, huh?
Yeah, we did. It was my mother's. And she had her house remodeled. And so Sierra came to live with us for a year.
or two.
I know your dog's name. Why did I say that? I don't know. I'm tired. I'm gonna.
I read that some people hired their friend to go clean their other friend's apartment, and they said the key's under the mat. Da 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 da. And so he said, "Okay, sure." And so he went and cleaned the whole apartment. And then his friend called and goes, "Where are you?" And he goes, "I'm cleaning your apartment." And he goes, "No, you're not." And he goes, "I'm here." And he goes, "No, you're not." He cleaned the wrong apartment. And another person had a, isn't that funny? But he left a note to the people and said, "I'm so, so sorry. I'm so sorry." That's so they funny. Got their apartment clean and everybody thought it was funny. They weren't mad, but wouldn't it be creepy to come in and your house is clean with a note with somebody saying,
"Sorry,
I don't know you. Sorry."
That's really funny. That would creep me out so much.
Yeah.
Okay. Questions we have for today. Maybe this is why I said Sierra, because Sierra asked. Maybe I was looking.
There
at
you go.
Name.
Yeah.
There it is. Sierra says, "My mom wants to know the story behind yours and Colleen's twin Halloween costumes. We are Mary Kate and Ashley." A few years ago, Colleen and I growing up were obsessed with Mary-Kate and Ashley. It started with Full House. Anyone that grew up in the early 90s was obsessed with the Olsen twins. They had everything under the sun film-wise made. Had one video that we find is really, really creepy is one where they're wearing matching sunflower outfits. And so we've always talked about dressing like them for Halloween. And one year we decided to, and we got those costumes together in about 4 hours. And we were the Olsen twins. We weren't just twins. We were the Olsen twins. Yeah. So that is the story behind that Halloween costume. Timmy wants to know, will your mom ever be a guest on an episode of your new podcast? I would love her to. Mom, would you ever want to be a guest on my new podcast, Rachel Uncensored?
I probably wouldn't be uncensored. You get pretty much what I am, but I'd be uncensored.
I know how I've seen you uncensored. You're definitely not uncensored on this podcast.
I'm not uncensored on this one, or yeah, I am censored
you
on this
are
one.
Censored on this one. So you're not uncensored. Double negative.
Oh.
So you are censored on this one, as am I. But
well, because you should be a certain way with, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you're home, you let loose, you are who you are. Like, I'll burp at home, but I'm not going to go burp in your house.
But this, my new podcast is supposed to be like your home. Like, people know that when they go to there, that's what they're going to get. And it is just the one place where that is. Everywhere else on the internet, I am censored a little bit. So it's the only place on the internet you can find me uncensored. Would you be a little uncensored? We don't have to talk about adult content things. It's just like...
I just might.
If she's willing to, I'm down.
Drinking iced tea
or a lavender lemon drop.
Nope.
All right, an iced tea it is.
Iced tea.
All right, and then Sahaj, sorry, I still don't know how to pronounce your name, but it's just the end of the podcast. It's not like I learned in the last 40 minutes because no one was here to correct me. Sahaj, what happened to your leg in this photo? Are you all right?
Thank you. I asked that same question. It's like she got a boo-boo. I'm gonna be more like you again.
What, comfortable? The last podcast, you're rolling up your sleeves. This so you can lay down.
I can do this.
You can lay down with me, Mom. Okay.
There we go.
Comfy. It's comfy. I love being comfy. Your microphone.
I feel so rude. I'm being uncensored.
I'm laying down.
I feel like company's here. I can't lay down. Okay, I can't do it. Can't do it. Okay. Can't do it.
All right. Okay. So this, if you're watching, this is one knee. Thank you for the kisses. And then this is the other knee.
Oh, right wait. There. There's two. Yeah. I thought there was only one.
There's two. Thank you. So I am at my girlfriend's parents' house and her brother is here. I call him Brother Bear. And we might have had a couple of drinks celebrating us being here, you know. And I looked at him. He's my height, but he is very strong. I looked at him. I go, "Want to wrestle?" Anyway, yeah, obviously. So girlfriend and his girlfriend are sitting on the couch. And girlfriend gets... extremely competitive. And she was like, get him, take him down, screaming at me. Him and I are wrestling. And my whole thing is whenever he went after me, I would just jump on his back. And at one point, I rode him like a horse and screamed, wee. And wee. But I ended up getting, I was wearing shorts. So I ended up getting two rug burns. They're just rug burns. I beat him.
My question is, what does he look like right now?
He's fine.
Because you're a good fighter. You didn't want to hurt him.
He didn't want to hurt me either. But so he's so strong that he just kind of has to stand there and just like try and grab me. And I'm running around like crazy. Just got going between his legs and like flip-flopping and trying to win. I won, you know, because it's wrestling. If he was able to punch me.
So you pinned him down?
He
is it wrestling where you have to pin him on the mat for a certain amount of time or something?
I got him in a choke hold and he tapped out.
Rachel, but you didn't really choke him.
I didn't.
It's nice to know that you can, though.
Well,
if need be, it's nice to know you
got in a real fight where he could have like actually hurt me.
That's what I'm saying. It's nice to know.
He could have actually hurt me.
But he couldn't have got out of a chokehold.
But he couldn't have got out. So if I can get him in a chokehold, I'm good to go.
There you go.
He's also a very kind, gentle man. So I don't even think he would do anything.
You went to Hawaii with him, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
That's Brother Bear. Anyway, so that's how I got the rug burns, and girlfriend was like, I fix it, put all the band-aids and Neosporin and hydrogen peroxide, and now they're airing out because one wouldn't stop pussing. It's gross, but that's
you need
what
to keep them covered.
Okay, was it okay that I went into a dam?
No.
Okay,
know they have band-aids that are waterproof. You could put one of those waterproof band-aids over them and then no bacteria, weird wormy things can get in there.
It's too big for that.
No, they make them. No, I would have put it on you.
They would have them in the house. I'd have to like go outside the house.
Worth it.
Go in the boat.
Worth it.
I am obsessed. Christopher posted this TikTok 3 months ago of Duncan that like there once was a turtle and his name was Turtle and his job was to go in the boat. I am obsessed with that TikTok.
Isn't that a great TikTok?
We watch it weekly and we always go into boat. It's dead. It's so it's good. Dead. It's dead.
Go it was boat. Amazing.
Total.
Yeah.
All right, Mom, that's all the info, not info, topics, questions, holidays we got. You got anything to add?
No.
How long have we been? Oh, it's been a 40-minute episode. All right, we're good to go then.
It's because I had a lot of holidays.
You did. You had so many holidays today, Mom. That was ridiculous.
Well, there were some good ones in there.
Yeah, there were.
Yeah.
I'm not mad about it.
All right.
I love you, Mom. Right.
I love you, too.
Make sure to check out Rachel Uncensored in 1 week from today. I will post it on my Twitter, my Instagram, my vlog channel. I'll even give it a shout out in the link in the description of my main channel. You will be able to find it on Monday. And also it will just be on this YouTube channel as well. I love you guys so much. Mom, you want to take us out?
Yeah, we'll see you next time on All Things Internet.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.